Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The issue of the so-called transgenders in the military is a continual thorn in the side of both the military and the President of the United States. It is a problem of national security to use our military to be a social transformation entity. It's supposed to be a lethal weapon, not a social transformative agency that President Obama tried to make it to be. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, you know, the issue of so-called transgender, these are people, by the way, let's just make this very clear, that are biologically, anatomically, one particular gender. They're either male or female, and you can't change that DNA. You can do plastic surgery. You can have hormones that alter certain characteristics, maybe make your voice deeper or have body hair versus not, vice versa. But at the end of the day, you are exactly how you were born. Well, President Obama, toward the end of his presidency in 2016, wanted to use the military as a social transformation vehicle to promote his radical so-called LGBT agenda, including so-called transgenders, by allowing them to flood into the military. They're not that many, by the way, but allowing them to come into the military, forcing all the majority of the military to have sensitivity training, forcing them to lie, Holly, that they would have to say to a man who wants to be a woman that they have to acknowledge that person as a she, a female, when they know that that person is a male. Also punishing them if they messed up, if they didn't want to comply. Punishing them if they didn't want to pretend that this fictitious notion of changing your gender was not reality. And they also wanted to make the military pay for this expensive and frankly dangerous surgery.
You know, granted, like you said, these are people. They're all people, and they're all created in the image of God. However, they are confused by whatever they've gone through, whatever they are confused, and it's not helpful to us to enable that. And it's certainly not helpful for us to put them in the military, a place where, you know, that is created to defend our country, that is created to be ready at all times to defend our country, and not a place where you have people within the military running around trying to figure out whether they're male or female. That's just not helpful to the other military officers as well as our country.
And why would we pay for this dangerous kind of surgery and medical treatment? Because they come into the military, they're going to have a lot of downtime because they go through, people that want to go through these plastic surgeries, cutting things off, putting things on. They also have to take high dosages of the opposite hormone. So if they're male, they take high dosages of estrogen. Female takes high dosages of testosterone. And they have to be stable, clinically stable, if you will, for a period of 18 months before they go through the surgeries. They have to take this, and then they have to go through the elimination of certain body parts.
Right. And studies,
mastectomies, phalanectomies, all kinds of different things that have to be invasively, surgically removed or modified.
You know, and studies show this is not the answer. This does not help their issue, but it does show that it increases the incidence of suicide.
Yeah, it does. And this is true all around the world.
Right.
So somebody says, well, the reason why it increases mental health problems and suicide is because we're not accepting it. Well, that's not true. There are other nations where this LGBT is more acceptable, and you have the same rate of increased suicide, mental depression, drugs, other kinds of illnesses. You also have health consequences from this because you can't stop taking these hormones if you want to continue down this path.
You know, and when you take God out of the picture and you don't accept who he has created you as, then there's going to be issues when you don't embrace that and realize he has created you fearfully and wonderfully made, and you fight against that, there's going to be a mental and emotional issues that come along with that.
Yeah, and here you don't want to have people in the military being preoccupied with some of these other issues.
Exactly.
In fact, remember so-called Chelsea Manning? Chelsea Manning is a male that wants to identify as a female, and Chelsea Manning was the one who was involved in giving out military secrets and putting our men and women at risk, ultimately was convicted, put in prison, and then guess what? President Obama ultimately, at the very last couple of days of his presidency, pardoned him. And now this person is out free, still getting some medical benefits, no doubt, from the VA. These people, they need different kinds of treatment, but military service is not the answer. The problem, and I think this is what's maddening to everybody, is President Donald Trump did the right thing.
Right.
And the Pentagon
said no.
Followed suit. They were developing policies. He said, mm-hmm. We're not going to do this. We're going to stop the transgenders coming into the military, as it was before, from the history of George Washington until the middle of 2016 under Obama. And we're not going to pay for these surgeries. So the Pentagon was tasked to work out a plan to deal with those who had just come in, but to stop further recruitment of these individuals. And a federal judge, and this is what's maddening, Holly, ultimately said, President Obama, you can't do that. I mean, he is the commander in chief, not some unelected federal judge sitting in some part of the country.
Right.
President Donald Trump is the commander in chief. And this is the military. I mean, these kinds of things that judges do are activists in their positions, and I think they put America at risk, like this in the activist judges on the other travel bans. These lower court judges ultimately tried to stop it. The United States Supreme Court ultimately cleared the deck so that these travel bans could go in place. And then we look at the person that committed the terrorist acts in New York with the truck, and then also the bomb in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these others, guess what? They slipped in the system through these bizarre, proactive, democratically supported, Obama-supported immigration policies that allow these people that should not be in the country to come into the country.
So our commander-in-chief, President Trump, said no. And then we have two U.S. district court judges that ruled against that ban.
Yes.
How is that possible?
It said that it's, it's only possible when the court system gets out of control.
Absolutely.
And we saw that with the immigration orders, with the executive orders. President Trump had the right to do what he did, and yet we had judges from Hawaii to the East Coast saying it's unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court coming in and saying, no, we're going to allow them to go into effect. And then he modified it, and then they came back and they did the same thing. And the U.S. Supreme Court came back and said, no, we're going to let them go into effect. This issue now is going to be expedited up to higher courts. We're going to continue to follow this, but this is a major issue. We should not be using our military and our taxpayer money to fund confusion. And that's
right.
What this is.
So part of this ruling is allowing these so-called transgender individuals to enlist beginning this year.
You know, it says that the government did not prove that it would be a harm. I mean, give me a break.
No.
You got somebody in the military who is one thing, and they want to create a reality that they're another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no different. And I use this because Johns Hopkins University professionals that once got involved in these kinds of surgeries use this. And they said you don't give liposuction to an anorexic.
Mm.
Now, that may sound odd, but you think about it. Somebody who's an anorexic, they're not overweight. They don't need to lose weight, but they think that they have a body image that is not sufficient. They think that they're overweight. So mentally, they have a mental disorder, and then physically, they ultimately want to starve themselves.
Right.
Here, this is a mental disorder. This is a mental disorder that needs intervention, not surgical treatment, any more than you want to do surgical liposuction to somebody who's an anorexic. Continue to pray for President Donald Trump and our U.S. military, our men and women who are serving in America and around the world to protect our freedom. They're putting their lives on the line. They are out there in a wide variety of circumstances, putting their lives on the line every day in many places so that you and I can go to work and church and school and have our freedom. These men and women should not be burdened with things that are distractions such as this. Pray that the president continues to move forward with favor and that our men and women in the military are protected. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand with us this year in 2018. Significant events lie ahead. You can visit us at lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your regular financial commitment.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.